Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Season 14 premiere of Yo-Kai Legends. I'm your host, King Keppa, and today I'm going to tell you about the creatures of ancient folklore. First, Yamatengu, the giant Tengu. Next, Gedo, the giant cat. After that, Gedokaki no Bakemono, the short-limbed creature. And finally, Hi no Kuruma, the fire monster. So, let's get started. Season 14, Episode 1, Beasts from the Shadows. Yamatengu, the giant Tengu. In a mountain village called Aone, a strange phenomenon would occur because of a giant long-nosed demon called Yamatengu. They are goblin-like creatures with feathered fans as weapons that can create powerful gusts of wind. Others say that the Yamatengu is a type of phenomenon that can cause unusual noises in the forests at night. Gedo, the giant cat. In an unfamiliar region, there was a house called the One of the Gedo. It belonged to a wealthy family whose children lacked certain materials for their studies. One day, in a harvest season, a thief stole a small amount of rice, and soon he began to suffer from psychological disorders and yelling, "The Gedo is biting me! Save me right away, please!" Worried, the people asked what it looked like. He replied that it took the form of a giant blackish-blue cat. Gedokaki no Bakemono, the short-limbed creature. On the island of Fukui in the Nagasaki prefecture, there was a place called Gedokai, where it was said that a monster lived there. In a town nearby, there lived a boy named Ushimatsu. One night, he cried non-stop. To scare him, his father told him, "I'm going to feed you to Gedokaki's monster." Suddenly, a voice outside his door said, "Well then, let me eat him." The man was shocked. He only intended to scare the boy. He replied, "You can have me when I grow up." Over the years, Ushimatsu grew up into a healthy teenager, until one day, the Gedokaki attacked him and devoured him. Hi no Kurama, the fire monster. This creature is referred to as the Wheel of Fire. It enters the mortal world to reclaim human souls. Centuries ago, there was a doctor named Mikami who lived in Kyoto. One night, one of his housemaids woke up and saw that her own mother was mounted on a wheel of fire screaming in pain. The maid set out to save her. Unfortunately, her body was burned out completely. Apparently, two demons were commanded by Enma Dayo, the king of the underworld, to lead the deceased right to him. Thank you for joining me for Yo-Kai Legends. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram for the latest post. But first, huge announcement. The final season of the Netflix Ultraman anime series will be released worldwide on May 11th. I repeat, the final season of the Netflix Ultraman anime series will be released worldwide on May 11th. Until next time, I'm King Kappa, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Bye!